Welcome to the shit show, punk bitches.
Don't go to fucking school. If you get inspired by Rudy, you're a fucking loser. Any grown adult on TikTok should be registered as a sex offender. I'm political poison. Nobody running for office wants to touch me except maybe Joe Biden.
Sex would probably be really annoying if they had to stop to bitch about how entitled millennials are.
It's time to get rid of the boomers. You should gas up your meth-addicted cousin Shane the same way you support Lizzo. Hello, friends. Welcome to this week's episode of Deepish Thoughts. I come to you with great news. It's Monday, March 30th, when we're recording this. This will be out Friday, April 3rd. Great news, though. The Sheriff's Department in Wynwood, Oklahoma has reopened the case for the murder of Carol Baskin's husband. Okay, that they're looking back into it since the release of the Tiger King documentary. They're now accepting tips on the cold case. We got the bitch. Hashtag cover Carol Baskin in sardine oil. Anyway, just going to let that out there. The best way to celebrate this great news, though, is to go to NorthSpokaneCBD.com. Use the code word drunk for 15% or more off your motherfucking order. That's right. You can't get a deal like that. You know, all the stuff it treats, you know, fucking epilepsy, anxiety, you name it, man. It, you know, pains. Again, not a doctor, not my. I've even read, though, different studies that suggest it could treat dementia. Like, Joe Biden could actually be a viable candidate if they were to put him on CBD from North Spokane CBD. Use the code word drunk for 15% or more off their order. Could you imagine? Instead, though, it's, you know, when I sit here in front of the camera, I got to think back to the 40s when parents used to hire a babysitter for us. And that babysitter, her name was Fruit Pie. And Fruit Pie used to take us on a bunch of different errands all over town. She'd take us to the mall and grocery store. She even took us to the mechanic. Get our parents' car worked on. She was like a nanny for us. And I remember she took us, the mechanic, his name was Jim Smith. He was a black guy. She took us one time to get an oil change on our parents' car. And told us to sit in the lobby. She'd be right back. 30 minutes went by. I went and looked for her in the bathroom. And there was Jim, balls deep in Fruit Pie. So ever then, that's why I don't take anything that has the word oil in it, and that's why I also don't like black people. You're welcome for that fantastic impression. Anyway, go to NorthSpokaneCBD.com. Use the code word drunk for 15% or more off your motherfucking order. Joe Biden approved. Oh my God, it's fucking crazy. It really is a sign of the apocalypse. I have to agree with David Hogg, finally. He said TikTok, everyone should delete TikTok. Because it's a Chinese government plot. You know, even broken clocks and complete retards are right once or twice a day, right? So I can't even complain. It's getting wild. It's getting wild over there. A woman died. An elderly woman died because she was smacked by a hospital patient for not social distancing. Believe that shit? I think we should take it one step further. I think we're already assaulting people. That guy probably won't go to fucking jail either. We're already assaulting people for not social distancing. Why don't we just start shooting them? Get 6 feet apart. Get 6 feet or more apart from her or I'll shoot you. I'm going to kill you for your own good. Why the fuck not? Just, you see a guy walking, holding hands with his wife, just blow his brains out. Fuck, why not? That's how we make up for years of patriarchal oppression against women. We got to kill the man, though, right? That's how we do it. It is out of control, though. And I'm going to preface this. I'm not one of those science deniers who's arguing with the fucking doctors and all this crazy. That's not me. That's not what I'm doing. I'm not here to argue with the doctors. I'm not. I have an issue with how this has been weaponized to pass an agenda. It's, look at what they're doing. You guys know I'm not the biggest Trump fan, right? You can't tell me they haven't weaponized this story against him. Do you really fucking think that be honest with me, do you really think if Barack Obama were president, this virus would have this widespread of coverage? Absolutely not. Absolutely. It's not even a question as to whether or not they would give it this big of coverage. Of course they wouldn't. And, you know, that's unfortunately, the media does control a lot, and that's the risk you take when you declare war on them. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not defending him. I'm just pointing out the fact that it has been weaponized against him. It's wrecked the economy. Absolutely. It's wrecked the economy because, and here, we're about to go into lockdown here in my city. We're about to go martial law, and it does disturb me how much this is being normalized. We'll get into that later. We're about to go into lockdown here because the boomers refuse to stay home. The boomers we've been staying home to protect need to go out for useless tasks. There should be a support group for millennials and Gen Xers with boomer parents. There really should, who we can't get to stay home because they don't believe it. They said on Fox News it was just a conspiracy by the liberals. They don't believe it's real. They don't think it's real. I, of course, think it's real. I think it's being blown out of proportion. I don't think it's not going to kill me. Thank, knock on wood. I don't have any underlying health conditions that would make it kill me, right? I'll get it. I'll get sick. You know, most of us are probably going to get it at some point in our lives. It's a reality. It's been here for a long time, they're saying now. So I'll get it. I'll get over it. They won't. They're the ones we're all staying home to protect. But they absolutely refuse, for whatever reason, to stay home. They refuse to be mildly inconvenienced. They refuse to even... 2020 will be known as the year that society itself came to a screeching halt because the boomers wouldn't even mildly alter their routine. Hey, mom, maybe you shouldn't, and not my mom, my mom's Gen X, she's not a boomer. Hey, mom, maybe you shouldn't, maybe you don't need to go out. Maybe why don't you let someone, no, I need to go to the store to pick up some milk. Maybe stop by the bank while I'm at it. And your dad needs his paper. He's going to have to go down to the gas station for the, this is the retarded mentality of the boomer. And have you noticed how, I mean, think about it. I'm not one of these climate change people that think we should shut down everything and pass all these laws and stuff, but the boomers even refuse to mildly alter their routines for that because it's a double standard. When they're the ones at risk, everything needs to stop. When the boomers are at risk, they shut down the economy. They rip people out of their homes, out of their jobs. Just fuck us all, right? Fucking $2 trillion in debt more toward the economy. But when it's millennials, Gen X, and Gen Z, maybe not as much Gen X, when it's younger people who are threatened, and yes, climate change is a threat to us, not on the level that they're saying, much like the coronavirus, but it is a threat to our generation and the one after us, which is Gen Z. I'm a millennial. I'm a late millennial, but still. It's a massive threat to us, right? And I'm not even going as far to say we should pass carbon tax laws or anything. Boomers won't even shake their routine up for that. So, hey, maybe you should recycle. The recycling bin that they give out for free, use it. Maybe don't throw your Burger King wrapper out in the street. Hey, you know how your kids are all moved out of the house? You're retired and you only have to drive yourself and your spouse around? Maybe you don't need an 8-person SUV. Maybe you should go, and we're not even talking about laws, just suggestions. Maybe you don't need an 8-person SUV. You don't need that Chevy Suburban. Go get a fucking Kia. Something a little bit more reasonable on gas. No, they won't be inconvenienced. Absolutely not. They want that Suburban. Okay? They want to just eat shit and fuck the environment over for the rest of us, right? If I want to throw garbage out of my car, I will. Or war. At least they'll talk to you about the environment. War, they won't even hear it. They'll shut the discussion down. They don't even want to hear it. So, hey, maybe you shouldn't be sending 19-year-old kids over to get their legs blown off in fucking who gives a fuck a stand civil war. They ever consider that? They won't even talk to you about that. They don't even want to hear it. War is off the table. It's non-negotiable. There's nothing going to stop war. Even if the Croyo brings us to our knees as a country, they won't stop the war. You think they're taking the troops out of the Middle East? Fuck off. Of course they're not. The boomers won't stop that for shit. Absolutely not. But the second that they're threatened, that's a game changer. Everything stops. Bet your ass, if it were millennials or younger people that were being disproportionately wiped out by this, they wouldn't stop it. Oh, quit crying. Back in my day, we had to walk uphill to school both ways barefoot. All you had that we didn't was fucking the Cold War, and nothing actually happened. You had a threat of something happening. That was the biggest trial that your generation went through that ours didn't. I get my dick grabbed every time I go on a fucking airplane because of 9/11, because of your generation's foreign policy. Don't tell me that I haven't been through bullshit, that it didn't affect me. Fuck you. It is bad, though. And again, back, I'm not a science denier. I'm not one. It's a conspiracy by the liberals. I'm not your fucking buddy who never left your hometown that's on your fucking your friends list who graduated high school with you, Chet, who sees through the media. Is that what the meme says? He sees through the media, and he's posting, you know, he doesn't have an actual job. He, like, sells pot. You know, still lives with his parents or his grandparents. Does anybody know anyone who has the coronavirus? I'm trying to see something. Post that on Facebook. Haven't we've all seen that 100 times? People have it. It's a real thing. How bad it is up to, and how much they're blowing it out of proportion, you can debate that. It's real, though. And it's a disturbing trend to me how this is becoming a slippery slope toward fascism in this country, this virus is. This is the Gen Z's 9/11. It's going to completely alter how they live their lives, and they have no idea. They're watching it happen before them while they're growing up, you know? It's, I just, like, think about it. All the steps we're taking, things will never be the same. They won't, even if it goes back to normal. They're going to use this as a precedent who shut the country down for lesser and lesser crimes. Do you remember the Boston Marathon bombing when two guys managed to shut a city down? Two college dropouts managed to shut a major city down. I said right there, this precedent will be taken and used in smaller and smaller incidences, right? Smaller cases, less important cases. And sure as shit, a couple months later, Boston bombing's kind of chilled out. There's a shooting in Louisiana, not a mass shooting, not a terrorist attack, gang shooting. A couple people get hit, nobody dies. The police go door to door without warrants and force everyone. They declared a state of emergency. Guess what precedent they used? Katrina, when they seized guns, doing it in Louisiana again. Guess what precedent they're using now? National Guard in Rhode Island going door to door looking for New Yorkers. What precedent are they using? They're using Katrina. They're using Boston. They're using all the inches we've given them. And step one is to shut down dialogue. That's the surest sign of insecurity in your beliefs, to not even want to hear someone who may have an opposing viewpoint, right? The majority, we're not arguing the actual virus. We're not saying it's not real. We're not saying it can't kill people. We're not saying any of that. But if you even question the measures that are being taken, you're just called an idiot science denier. Here's my thing. If you're not questioning the government wanting to give itself indefinite power, you're the fucking idiot. You're the clown. You're the sheep. You're the conspiracy theorist, not me. Because everyone should be nervous, not about the virus, but about their response and the slow erosion of our liberties that's coming from this. You know, if they said, hey, we're going to shut everything down for 2 weeks, I wouldn't be happy about it. I wouldn't be crazy about it, but at least you give me a time frame. No, they're saying, hey, we're going to shut everything down for 2 weeks. By the way, that might not work, in which case we'll shut everything down all the way through April. And if that doesn't work, fuck, we could be looking at mid-June. Mid-June, it doesn't shut down? Oh, my God, buddy. You could be looking at a year, two, three tops of being shut down in your home. Let me give you a little spoiler. If you shut it, and if you don't want to watch 2020, the movie, or if you haven't seen it yet, skip this part. It's not a real movie. I'm telling you what's going to happen. You lock people in their homes for a year, there's blood in the fucking streets. No doubt about that. We have more guns than people in this country. We're not Italy. We're not China. You can't make people stay in their homes. They'll just start popping motherfuckers. And some of the nasty guard is going to be, and the nasty guard's going to be some of the victims of that. Unfortunately, that's just how it's going to go. There will be blood in the streets of this country if you lock everyone in their homes. They've weaponized this virus against us. They didn't create it in a lab. I'm not saying it was the lizard people, because we do need to find some middle ground between, oh, the lizard people created it in a lab, and, you know, everyone should listen to everything the government says, right? No, this isn't Mother Earth punishing us for not going on a plant-based diet.
Jesus Christ.
No, but seriously, this has become a slow erosion of liberties. You're not even expected to question them. If you question them, you're a science denier. You shouldn't even be taken seriously. Your career, you're canceled. Your career's over. Whatever you were doing, you're done. You just want people to die. That sound familiar from the gun control shit? If you didn't agree with David Hogg, that little cocksucking asshole, you just want kids to die. The media sensationalism of this. I saw an article. It was one of those British papers. I don't fucking pay attention to that. It said, woman, 65, no underlying health conditions, passes away from coronavirus. Click the article. Look at the picture of her. She's so fucking fat, so morbidly obese, she drives around in a Rascal. You're going to tell me there's no fucking, there's no underlying problems there? Are you kidding me? Sensationalism. What all can you trust if they're going to lie about shit like that? Serious question. What can we trust from the media if they lie about that? If it's so bad and everyone needs to be quarantined, why is the media still out there making up propaganda? It's not like they're reporting actual news. They're just trying to scare you. This is the new norm. I can't believe I'm living in a time where I'm seeing Americans, a country who used to tar and feather people for collecting a 3% tax on tea, beg the government to lock them in their homes. We need martial law. No, you need to have been aborted before you were born, you piece of shit. I'm fired up today. If you can't tell. It really is, though. We need a curfew. What the fuck good is a curfew going to do, Karen? People are just going to go to the grocery stores that we're going to go at night. They're just going to go at 5 o'clock now when they get off work. Is the virus nocturnal? Does it sleep between 9 and 5 when your curfew goes into effect? And then it comes out at night, it's a vampire virus? Is that what the issue is? It's a little bit more active at night. No. You're dumb. You want to control people. That's what this is about, is controlling us. You really think this is going to be the last time they do this? You want to give the government indefinite control, an indefinite amount of time to take your money, to, you know, take your lifestyle away and your income. Here's what they do. They take your income and, you know, they take your source of making a job, the media hype, and the government shuts your job down. So the media freaks everybody out. Government comes in and says, hey, your job's shut down now. You're not essential. You're shut down. You can't make a living. And then they pay you. They give you a little bit just to keep you going, right? Just a little bit. And they just keep it up. They say, oh, no. We'll shut it down. We'll cut you another check, right? Get you another $1,200. $1,200, I think I could pay my bills. My power would probably get shut off and I'd eat Top Ramen for a month. That's what $1,200 would do for me. I live in Omaha. Imagine somebody who lives in California. $1,200, wow, thanks for paying my water bill. They wean you, they get you hooked. You become an addict, right? The government comes, it's the equivalent of breaking someone's leg, handing them a crutch, and then saying, hey, couldn't walk without me now, could you? That's what they're doing. How can you not see this? Like, it pisses me off. And these sensationalist cunts that publish... Oh, did I say cunt? Oh, am I going to get censored now? I don't give a flying fuck. Cunt describes man, woman, anyone in the media right now that's publishing sensationalist bullshit. And I have to clarify this all the time because I have friends on local news networks. I'm not talking about Channel 7 News You Can Trust or your local fucking small town tabloid newspaper. Not what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about when I say the mainstream media, the corporate whores, the sensationalist cunts. That's what we're going to call them from now on. That's how we're going to differentiate the media from the mainstream corporate-owned media. We're just going to call them the sensationalist cunts. That cool? Sensationalist cunts. That's the word we're going to use. How many times can I say the word cunt before we get kicked off of YouTube? That's the new challenge here. Excuse me. I went on a little Alex Jones tirade there. But Alex Jones, dude, I heard there was a song he used, or not, it was from Shooter Jennings. I think it's like friends with him. He was on Rogan. And I enjoy Shooter Jennings' music, not the dad, the son. And he had this song, and it's fucking lyric for lyric. What's going on right now? It is creepy. It's called Summer of Rage. Go look it up. But this really is our 9/11. They're using it as an excuse. Or not our, the next generation's 9/11. They're using it as an excuse to change life as we know it. And then social distancing. Yeah, like that. You don't think that's a design? You don't think social distancing is a little odd that they're encouraging everyone to stop being social? I'm not saying be an asshole and go have parties with 500 people, right? I'm saying, like, the assholes down at Carter Lake last weekend. Those are the fucks that are going to get us shut down. And the boomers that just need to stop off at the bank, maybe get a little milk from the store. Those assholes are going to get us shut down, right? They're going to get us put on lockdown, martial law. They're going to use them, those useful fucking idiots, as an excuse to lock this country down. That's what they're going to do. So, these... I'm sorry. I'm fired up today. I've got a lot to go over. It's pissing me off. But yeah, I mean, it's social distancing. That's where I was. All kinds of shit going through my head, you guys. I had a big platform to talk about today. I'm all over the place. I'm not looking at notes or anything. I'm looking down to think. Social distancing. Yeah, this is all off the top of my head. I don't write any of my shit before I do this. It's all off the cusp. If you want to see me write shit, you can see my stand-up events, which have all been fucking canceled. But so that's why I'm doing this. So the social distancing thing is encouraging us to be antisocial. It's encouraging people to lock themselves in their homes, stay away from your loved ones, your parents, especially your parents and grandparents. Don't even talk to them. And now they're saying, oh, we may have to social distance for 2-3 years. You may have to stay away from your friends and loved. They're isolating us. The longer we're isolated, the more likely we are to turn against each other. Who are we going to side with when we turn against our family and friends? Card says the state. It's not a fucking rocket. It doesn't take a fucking rocket scientist to figure out how they're weaponizing this. Again, I'm not arguing with the doctors. I know it's a disease. I know it's a virus. I know it's real. I know it can kill some people. Very small percentages in America, probably smaller than what's actually being reported. That doesn't change the fact that the government has weaponized this against us. We've got, I mean, they're encouraging us to snitch on each other. I've seen several reports on like scanner pages. Group of people having fun, enjoying the day at the park. That was the actual report. High-fiving each other. They're encouraging us to snitch on our family and friends. Sound familiar? Sound like the surveillance culture that came from 9/11. Hey, I think my neighbor's having a gathering. There might be more than 10 people there. Come arrest them. You can't justify that. You can't. How long are they going to keep us locked up? That's what I want to... Here's my thing with snitching. Snitching is fine if you have something to personally gain from it, right? That's my policy on snitching. I'm totally chaotic neutral in it for myself. You're going to snitch on someone as long as you have something to gain from them being ruined. I take no issue with that, okay? So, like, perfect example. My neighbor called the Humane Society, complained about my dog barking. So I reported him first on an anonymous tip for suspected human trafficking. Fuck that asshole. Nobody got hurt.
I knew they smoked weed, and I knew they had children, so they got in trouble for child abuse, but nobody got hurt. I'm kidding. Remember, this is an act. This is a character I play. I didn't actually do that. Some jackass is going to take that clip and, like, report me, get me fucking doxxed. I didn't actually do that. Even Trump, though, said that people may never be able to shake hands again. What? Pretty soon they're going to be telling us, oh, we're going to ban hugs. Kisses, you can't kiss anymore. How about you kiss my ass? If you're not upset about how they're handling this, you're not paying attention. Not to the right spots, at least. You're drinking the Kool-Aid, and you're part of the problem. It's ridiculous. It's an erosion of our freedom. At what point do our freedoms take precedence over fear? Right? Like, and at what point how long can you keep breaking people's legs and handing them a crutch, right? So how long can the government actually keep us in our homes, you know, paying us? $1,200 is not enough to keep me in my home. For a week, sure. More than that, no. You're not going to keep me in my home for $1,200. I have to go out and make a living. I have to go out and do the things I enjoy. It's not going to happen. Can't do it. I won't do it. How does someone else's job being, I think Eric July tweeted it, how does someone else's job having extra pressure put on it override me not being able to earn a living? Like, why are their families more important than mine? Why are you asking me to make that decision? Or excuse me, not asking me. Why are you making that decision for me? You'll stress out the retail workers. You'll stress out the medical workers. You know who else is stressed out? I have a lot of comedian friends who do this professionally. And they don't make millions of dollars like Kevin Hart or Joe Rogan. They make 50 grand a year. 2 months of work. Imagine you make 50 grand a year. Okay, the average, whatever the median income is in your state. Now imagine missing 2 months of work, 3 months of work, 4 months of work. And now they're saying, fuck, you may not work for another year or two. How would you feel? You'd be ruined. I'm going to ask you a serious question. Why are the families of healthcare workers, grocery store workers, whatever other essential employees out there, why are their families' livelihoods more important than that guy's livelihood? Than professional comedians or entertainers? Why are their families more important than that guy's family? Can someone answer that question for me? And I understand we need healthcare workers, but why is the guy who works the cash register at the grocery store, right? Why is his family more important than the traveling stand-up comics family? Can anyone answer that question? It's the fear-mongering, just making up fucking numbers. You know, they were saying fucking 2 weeks ago, 1.5 million dead in the worst case. Now it's 100,000 Americans. 1.5 million Americans to 100,000 in 2 weeks is a significant drop. You guys better watch it, because they're going to be bringing zombies back from the fucking dead by Easter at this rate. And that's how we're going to end it. Peace out, cocksuckers. I'm Caleb Salvatore. This has been Deepish Thoughts, sponsored by Drunk and Disorderly Media and NorthSpokaneCBD.com with the code word DRUNK, 15% or more off your order. I have no shows to plug because everything has been canceled. Peace the fuck out, bitches.